Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
Number one fantasy player right here.
Got past the line. Shut up. Know the rules.
I just want to say this to you. Right now, best in the game.
I know.
Hello and welcome into the Pod After Touchdown Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host, Sam Hoppin, joined by my fellow co-host, Andrew Mackins, and our producer, Garner. Guys, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sam. I was able to go back home this weekend to visit the family. We went to the beach, actually. Don't worry, we were socially distancing, but I did not socially distance from the sun. I got absolutely cooked. I don't know if you can tell, but...
Verbal meme. Imagine this guy thinks he's tougher than the fucking sun.
The sun? You think you're tougher than the sun? Well, I learned my lesson. Apply more than once. That's all I have to say.
I sure hope so. I learned that lesson back in senior year of college at the beach in Florida, that when you go into the ocean, the sunscreen tends to rub off of you, and you should probably reapply after going in. But we're not here to give medical advice about applying sunscreen or not.
No, but I'm going to keep that in. I'm going to keep that in mind this upcoming weekend. I mean, I'm just happy for the 4-day week here. I got the holiday weekend coming up, but definitely going to keep in mind the sunscreen if we're out grilling this weekend. If it's sunny, going to learn from Mackins and remember to bring the sunscreen.
Amen. Amen to that. I know the three of us will be getting together with some friends. That'll be fun. Unfortunately, that will not be recorded for the listeners. But we've got a fun episode for you all today. As always, we'll start with our kickoff question and our mental health minute. And then we're going to get into the debut of Garner's Gaming Corner. We're going to have a little fun here, do some trivia to lead you into the holiday weekend, as Garner mentioned. But before we get to that, there was some breaking news coming out of New England that Cam Newton is joining the Patriots. And apparently it was a bit of a long time coming, with the fact that apparently talks had been going on for a while. But let's get into our kickoff question.
And this game is underway.
All right. So with the Cam Newton news, we obviously want to put a fantasy football spin on this. So we're just going to sort of react to the news. Where does he rank among quarterbacks for you right now? Who do you think this benefits the most, and who does it hurt, if anyone? I'll start off. I've got Cam ranked as my quarterback 18 right now, right behind Joe Burrow and ahead of Matthew Stafford. I know he's got top five upside with the rushing if he's healthy, and the fact that he has been good without some great weapons in Carolina in the past makes me think he can do it, but I'm not ready to buy into him as my only QB for the season, knowing what he's dealt with for injuries the past couple of years. And he might not necessarily be the starter. I mean, Stidham could still start the season if things don't go well.
Yeah, I did a Twitter poll about this because I know a lot of people like to shit on Cam Newton for being historically inaccurate as a passer, but you know, he was also an MVP, so we're all really banking on his upside when we talk about him. Funny thing with this poll is just, you know, based on all the opinions I've seen, I just asked, who would you rather have throwing to Julian Edelman in 2020? And the vote currently stands at 67% Cam Newton, 13% Jarrett Stidham, 2% Brian Hoyer, 18% ham sandwich. So I think that we all kind of like Cam the most, like you mentioned with the rushing. I don't have him specifically in my rankings yet, but I would take a dart throw on him, particularly in those two QB or super flex leagues, as like what maybe you're either your like late round second QB or your third QB, because, you know, depending on the league, you're going to be rostering three of them anyway. And so he'd be a good fill in the right matchup.
I totally agree. If it's a super flex league, I'm for sure willing to take a shot at him, because in those leagues, I'm usually drafting three quarterbacks anyway with someone to fill in for bye weeks or whatever. And again, he's got the upside to do it, you know, to be a top five quarterback. But I think in a single quarterback redraft league, there are players with just as high of a ceiling with a higher floor as well that I'd probably rather take over him. Garner, any thoughts on where you would take Cam? Would you take him as your only quarterback in a one QB league?
Not as my only quarterback. If I'm taking him, it's either, again, because I get him at a steal at the very end, or I'm taking two late round QBs, like you said. Like, I can't see him as my only one. But, I mean, I got to imagine a lot of Dynasty people are happy right now. I know we don't normally talk Dynasty, but, like, anyone who stashed him or N'Keal Harry or, I mean, heck, even Edelman here, again, like, you think he's losing value, and now, you know, we'll see what happens, but his hypothetical value just jumped up a lot.
Yeah, and I think it goes without saying, too, like, Sam, you tweeted this out, that the guy who probably stands to gain the most in just a single move is James White, just because we know that Cam Newton had leaned on Christian McCaffrey in the past, and James White specializes in catching passes. So arrow up for our Wisconsin alum.
And on the flip side of that, I think Sony Michel is the one that's most hurt by this, because the one saving grace that Michel had was his potential rushing workload, especially near the goal line. And, you know, he had the potential that he could fall into 10 touchdowns, maybe have a LeGarrette Blount like season. And I think Cam is just going to take away a decent chunk of that with his rushing ability. Okay, so why don't we get into our mental health minutes, and we want to talk a little bit about taking a break. Obviously, we've got the holiday weekend coming up, and we're fortunate enough to have some long weekends. I know not everyone is fortunate enough to have that. Some people have to work over the weekend, whether you're in the restaurant industry or healthcare, stuff like that. But what's one way that you guys are going to use the holiday weekend to either de-stress or, you know, take a break and relax and sort of get your mind right?
I mean, one thing for me, I already alluded to it, is hanging out with friends with you guys, but then like grilling. And it, I mean, it sounds simple, but just for me, like the smells, the taste of grilling is just so relaxing. Just, it always, it's good memories all the time. So it always makes me happy, and it's always a good weekend when grilling's involved, and it does a lot for my mental health as well as my stomach.
I hear you. I think for me, again, it's taking all of Saturday, which is the day we're planning on getting together, and taking all of it, even though we're not going to be hanging out from morning till night, but not going on my computer, staying away from work just that entire day, and whether it's fantasy football or full-time work, stuff like that, but just sort of take a break from screens. We'll be getting together, like we've mentioned, so that will certainly help with that. But again, I think it's just a good way to take a break and force myself to not be looking at my computer.
Yeah, both great points. And I think for me, what I want to focus on with the extra time is getting back into some good habits, because I notice I've fallen out of the good habits I started early on in quarantine, like getting outside and walking. Diet definitely feels like it starts after quarantine instead of after this weekend. So the big thing for me is just getting more consistent with exercise and making sure that I'm doing that alongside the, you know, the indulgent grilling that Garner mentioned, just so I don't feel like shit at the end of the weekend.
Well, we can make sure you run Crosby up and down the block a couple times to burn off the burgers and cookie cake.
That sounds good.
Okay, we have reached that point in the episode where we are going to debut Garner's duh, gaming, duh, corner.
Duh, 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 duh.
Flam, 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 flam.
Let's go.
I like that. Let's I was thinking about editing it. Some music in there, but I don't even have to now. You guys took care of that for me.
No, I still want, you know what I want, that spicy, spicy music at the back of this when you're asking us questions, when we're answering. Any bit I can get, I'm here for it.
Okay, so the way we're going to do this, is pretty much a round of trivia for Andrew and I, and Garner is going to ask us some questions, some fantasy football-related questions, some regular football-related questions, and we'll switch up the type of questions that we have throughout, whether they're multiple choice or Price is Right style, closest to the correct answer. But with that, I'm going to hand it over to Garner, because it's Garner's Gaming Corner.
All right. Thank you, Sam. Great introduction. And we'll jump right into it here with our first question. You have to name or guess which wide receiver had the most rushing yards on the year in 2019. You guys don't even want a hint yet? You're already raising your hands?
Robert Woods.
Beep. Nope. Yes, Sam. It's Deebo Samuel.
It is Deebo Samuel. Very well done.
Shares the name with me, wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers. I think he had, I want to say, 176.
Well, that's actually our next question, is how many rushing yards did he have?
176.
Okay, come on. I definitely.
Hey, you're the one that's talking in between the questions. I'm just answering them.
Okay, 175.
159. Sam gets that one as well.
There you go. There you go.
Let's go. Okay, so what? Each of those are worth 1 point, right?
Well, I'll add them up at the end here, but I'm actually going to give you 5 for the Deebo Samuel guess right off the bat, because I was going to give some hints and give reducing points as we go, but I didn't even give a chance to give any hints before you got that. The rushing yards, the number, the closest guess is just 1. If you would have got it right on, you would have had bonus points, but since you're just closer, that's all I got.
Okay, I'll take it.
And now, speaking of wide receivers rushing, how many rushing yards, this is a closest guess, how many rushing yards on the season did Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, and Mike Evans combine for? Sam, I guess Mackins officially went first with the guess last time. You can guess first.
I'll go first. So it's Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, and Mike Evans.
Yep.
I'm going to go with 13.
13. All right. And Mackins, what are you going for here?
I'm going to take Sam's strategy, and I'm going to go 12.
It's a cheeky strategy, but it worked out for you. You are closer. They combined for negative 12 yards.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I never would have guessed that.
Yeah. Evans actually had 0 attempts for 0 yards. So a little cheeky there, trying to throw you off. Julio Jones had 2 attempts for negative 3, and Michael Thomas had 1 for negative 9.
Dang.
Wow. I guess there is something wrong with Michael Thomas.
Yep. There we go. I don't know if he's really worth that first round pick anymore. I can't rush. All right. So moving on here, sticking with wide receivers. I'm going to give you a list here, and you have to guess which of these wide receivers had over 1,000 receiving yards last year. Calvin Ridley, Mike Williams, Deebo Samuel, or Jamison Crowder. And it's not first to guess. You can guess the same one if you want. So whoever wants to answer first, go ahead.
I want Sam to go first.
So only one of them had 1,000 yards.
Yes. Which of these wide receivers had over 1,000 receiving yards in 2019?
I'm gonna go with Jamison Crowder.
My guess is Mike Williams.
Mike Williams is correct.
Yeah.
He had 1,001.
Oh, come on.
But the fun fact, though, for the rest of them, the other 3 didn't break 900.
Okay.
I just figured Jamison Crowder had enough receptions in that offense that he would have.
I think
he had a lot. But He is only 833 yards.
The mono affected that season a lot for him. I remember the Williams thing because the year prior, he didn't have the yards, but he had like the 10 touchdowns. And then this season, he finally broke 1,000, but he didn't have nearly as many touchdowns. So
that's what I was going to say. I remember the whole storyline around Mike Williams was, well, now he's getting a ton of yards, so he's got to score some touchdowns. And he just...
Yeah. Seems like the jury is like still out on him in some respect, but he's shown he can do both, I guess.
All right, moving on. We are going for an over-under question here, and we are looking at Tyler Boyd's targets last year. Did he have over or under 120 targets? You can both guess the same thing, so it's not a first one here. You don't have to choose the opposite of the person.
I'll guess first for Sam's benefit since we've been alternating, and I will go under, but I don't feel good about it.
You know what? Life's too short to bet the under. I'm going the over.
It is over. 148 targets last year.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that put him between Keenan Allen and CMC.
That's why we like him. That's why we like him. I don't know why I thought that was a dumb answer by me.
It'll be interesting to see if how much that comes off
Yeah.
With AJ Green back, T. Higgins in the offense, Joe Burrow under center, obviously. I mean, 148 targets is over 9 a game, which is
a lot. Incredible.
Yeah. That's well, again, we'll keep it rolling here and talking about wide receivers. A lot of targets, a lot of receptions. We know that Michael Thomas led the league last year with 149. But how many more receptions did he have than second place?
Just to be clear, this is second place from 2019, right? Not
correct. Yes, last year. Yes, not all time. Last year, he had 149. How many receptions did second place or more did he have than?
So, are we allowed to use our calculators?
No, you can't use a calculator.
I wanted. What if I knew how many second place was? I need to figure out the mental math in my head.
It's 149 minus that. It shouldn't be that tough.
Okay.
Or it's 49 minus that because they both had over 100 catches.
Hey, stop trying to make this more difficult for me.
All right, so I think Sam gets to go first here.
Yeah, I'll go first. I'm going to say it's 29. I'm going to take Andrew's lucky number.
Shit. that would have been a good strategy for me. I'm going to go 28. Fuck it.
Man, you guys just love just editing each other out there. Did not work for you this time because it was over 29. It was 45.
Oh, shit.
45 more receptions than second, which was Keenan Allen and DeAndre Hopkins at 104.
I'm really going against my gut right now. This is not good.
And the crazy thing, too, is that 45 receptions is more than the amount of targets that Jonnu Smith had last year. Jonnu Smith had 44 targets.
Why are you bringing Jonnu Smith into this?
I just thought of the fact. I'm not saying he's going to be bad this year, not going to get targets, but I just love that he's got so much hype this year. And the gap between Michael Thomas's receptions and DeAndre Hopkins was more than the amount of targets that Jonnu Smith got.
Oh, God.
That was good. That's good. I like that.
All right, so let's switch it over to rushing here and talk about red zone rushing success rate. So I'll give you a list here. Choose the right option. Which of these teams had the most success rushing in the red zone? And success is defined as the touchdown per attempt percentage.
Okay.
So we've got the Minnesota Vikings, LA Rams, LA Chargers, or Cleveland Browns.
Part of me wants to take, I shouldn't explain my thought process, but I'm going to go with my gut. And I feel like the Vikings are a trick answer, but I'm going to go with them anyway.
I was thinking Vikings as well.
Are you sure it's not the Browns?
Oh, we're sure it's not the Browns.
That's pretty Yeah. Three.
Gosh.
Two.
I'll go Rams because I need to get some points back.
Hey, that's got you the point there.
Yeah.
My second guess was going to be the Chargers, so I guess I was way off
balance. Out of this list, they were second. The Rams had a 59% success. Chargers, 53%. Minnesota, 48%. And Cleveland, 38%.
That makes sense. That now that you say it, it makes sense because Gurley had
touchdowns.
And I believe Brown stole a couple in there as well. I remember last year being frustrated when they had it on like the one or two and put him in there and he just, boom, right in. I was hoping he'd fail, he'd fall short, and then they'd put Gurley in, and then Gurley could finish with touchdown and get me points, but it never worked.
All right, next question. I need another point here.
All right. So this one, not really sure if you're going to be able to apply it to fantasy football, these next couple ones, but they're, I think, just fun random questions. These four players, who is the tallest? DK Metcalf, AJ Brown, Mike Evans, or Keenan Allen?
I'll go first, and my guess is Mike Evans.
Yeah, Mike Evans is going to be my guess too, so I'll go with him.
It is Mike Evans. Now, I'll give you an extra bonus point here to either or both of you. How tall is he?
I'm going to hate myself when I get this wrong. I think he's 6'5".
And Sam?
The thing is, I want to guess the same height too, but for the sake of competition, I'll go 6'6".
He's 6'5".
Yes!
Back in with another point.
Well, Mike Evans fanboy over there knows it was Mike Evans.
Oh, I know my Mike Evans.
All right, so we're going to keep it going with the end. Not really fantasy football related. I mean, you could probably somehow connect it, but let's be real, it's overall not helpful. And I'll ask you, which team punted the most last year? Now, I'll give you 3 points if you can guess it without a clue, and then you can each have a guess. If no one gets it, I'll give you their division, and then you can get 1 point if you get it from there.
I'll take my first guess, Washington Redskins.
That's a good guess. For some reason, my mind went to the formerly known as Oakland Raiders.
Both of you are wrong. So I will give you the hint. They're in the AFC East.
This is punted the most, right?
Yep, punted the most.
This is like...
It's got to be the Jets.
Okay, Dolphins.
It's the Jets.
Good job.
I think Flores has the gumption to go for it, and Gase is just a little pansy who's like...
All right, and then we'll... flip that around here, and which team punted the least last year?
Narrative Street, Ravens.
Yeah, I was going to guess Ravens, too.
So are you sticking with Ravens?
Yeah.
It is the Ravens.
Yeah. If this was 2018, I think it was the Chiefs, and that would have been my second guess. But those games that Patrick Mahomes.
Do we both get points, but I get more points because I said it first?
we'll figure that out later while I'm calculating these. See if you need the help or not.
Okay. I bet I do need the help, so keep it in mind.
All right. So going back, I don't know if fantasy related or not, but still a fun one. How many teams, not players, but teams, did Derrick Henry outrush last year? He outrushed a certain amount of teams' total rushing yards. How many? Closest guess gets it right, and an exact guess gets you 3 points here.
Do you want to go first, Sam, or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I'm going to guess he outran three teams.
Oh, it's got to be way more than that. Because he rushed for, I think, like 1,600 yards. I'm going to say he outrushed eight teams.
You are so close. He outrushed nine teams.
Oh, wow.
And you're pretty close. He had 1,540 rushing yards. 1,540.
I knew he had like 1,500 yards. I didn't realize how few teams didn't even hit that mark. But I guess you kind of need a 1,000-yard rusher to even sniff it.
Is the next question to guess which teams he outrushed?
It is. We are going to do it so you guys will alternate here. And I'll give each of you four guesses. I believe Matt can guess first. I want to say, Sam, you get a guess first team here.
I'll go Miami Dolphins.
That is a team, yes.
Tisk, tisk, tisk. Washington Redskins.
No, he did not outrush the Redskins.
That was a dumb guess.
Adrian Peterson.
That was a dumb guess. Does that make that preclude me from answering anymore, like in Trivial
Pursuit? No, no. Whatever. No, you can go. It goes back
Thank
to Sam.
God.
Here, but you can still have three more guesses, but it goes okay. to Sam here.
Detroit Lions?
No, the Lions are not on there.
Aha! Not so easy, is it now, Sam?
Not.
In the interest of time, I'll go Cincinnati Bengals.
That is a team. Yes, he did outrush the Bengals. I know people can't see it, but Sam's thinking face here is great. He's like, how many teams in his head?
I'm like thinking division by division and like which teams were not that good. Shit, this is actually really tough. Like, it shouldn't be that tough because it's a quarter of the teams in the NFL. Let's go with, I was going to say the Titans.
you can't pick that one.
Yeah, so that, I guess.
I mean, be my guest.
Technically, he's in. Jaguars.
No, Jaguars are not on the list.
Damn, I was thinking of them too, Sam. So I will go with the other team that came to mind, and I will take a stab with the Texans.
Nope. Texans are also not on the list.
Spoiler alert, Carlos Hyde was actually good last year. Forgot about
it. Yeah, I think he had like 1,000 yards. So
yeah, dang it.
Plus Watson. All okay. right, so give you a clue here, at least for, I guess, kind of two of them, or two and a half, counting the Bengals here. Think about like kind of a passing back as well, because those don't count for the rush yards.
Oh, so what would that be? Like the Panthers?
No, unfortunately, that is not the Panthers.
come
on.
Oh, well. The hint makes me want to guess Eagles. Let's try to go quickly.
Jeez, we're going to run through the whole freaking NFL.
Might as well keep going because Eagles are not on there.
Okay, go Sam.
Definitely the Jets.
No.
The Jets.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, we're capping us off at 1 point each there. That was four guesses.
Oh, fuck. Damn it.
Otherwise,
I only had one more guess.
Sorry. Yeah, sorry. This is otherwise. We're going to have an hour-long episode here.
Yeah.
You guys can remember all the teams.
I was going to guess them for not points if the Bucks got to be one of them.
List the team. Oh, yeah.
Bucks, the Rams, Bears, the Chargers was one of the main ones I was trying to hint at with like the passing backfield.
Sure.
Steelers, passing backfield, Falcons, and then Jets with Lev Bell being a bit of
good, hey, good job, Sam. Air five.
That was a poor showing on our part.
Should have said Bucks.
Oh,
that's a good one. In case you fell asleep during that, those are a list of all the teams that Derrick Henry outrushed last season.
Okay, it looks like we've got two more questions to end the show here.
That we do. Since I want to do this one as a tribute to being the pod after touchdown, it's not necessarily points after touchdown, but it's kicking in general, since we never touch on them. Two teams last year attempted less than 20 field goals. Can you guess them? We'll do it the same as before. You get two guesses to get them, 3 points with no hints, and then I'll give you their divisions, and you can get 1 point after that.
Okay, I've got an idea of one team.
All right, Sam, you'll go first. Mackins will alternate since there are two teams here.
I'm going to go Jacksonville Jaguars.
No, they are not one.
Okay, Andrew.
Let's go Jets.
Jets are not one of the teams. Wow. All right. How about I'll give you the hint for one of them. NFC East.
Yeah, it's the Redskins.
It's not.
Was I supposed to go first there too?
I think that was the Sam.
Giants. So
Giants, yes.
So this is fewer than 20.
They attempted 17 field goals last year.
Oh my God. How? Like, I thought they scored way more touchdowns than that. Not for
much. Yeah, and then we have one more team under 20. They're in the AFC South. Sam, you first.
Oh, it's not the Jaguars because I already guessed them. Deshaun Watson had a bunch of passing touchdowns,
and a couple of rushing.
I'm gonna go with the Colts.
Not the Colts. Just...
I suck at this.
That helped me because I was thinking about Vinatieri's kicking woes as well.
They did stay away from him for a bit when he had that rough match. But that, I mean, it's a solid guess, but unfortunately not correct.
Yeah. Well, I will go with the Texans then.
Sorry, but that is incorrect. It is the Titans.
Damn. Again, dumb thinking, because of their touchdown efficiency at the end of the season, you could logically say fewer field goals on that as well.
Also fewer field goals because their kickers sucked. They went 8-for-18 last year. They kicked 44% for field goals.
I guess Kaimi was actually halfway decent last year. Oh, well.
Yep. All right. And so the last one here, and we'll do it, it's a guess the player. So we'll do it kind of tiers for points, where if you guess them right off the bat, bravo to you, you get a lot of points. And then I'll start giving hints and you'll get fewer points. So, which player had the most targets on red zone plays from within the 10?
Is this a player that you're not necessarily specifying whether he's a receiver or a running back?
Correct. Not yet. That is hint number one. It tells you which way that goes. So, yeah, you don't have to guess now if you don't want to. I can give you the hint. I'll give you the option to give a blind guess here.
I mean, I'm going to guess Christian McCaffrey.
It is not, no.
Ooh, okay.
You said targets within the 10-yard line.
Yes.
The most on the season.
Correct, yes. And I don't think this is unfair to say now, because I don't know if it would have helped Sam, but the number is 13. It's 13 targets.
Oh, my eyebrows perked up there.
All right, make your guess.
Kenny Golladay. Yep.
Holy crap, we got a winner. It's Kenny Golladay. Oh, my God.
Damn. You can take a point away with the hint if you want.
That just might change the game there. I'm going to have to add up the points here. That was very impressive.
I'm going to put the Jeopardy music on while you tabulate.
No, I think I have to. My clues for that were going to be, the first one is just that he is a wide receiver one on his team. And number two, which I think would have given away here, is that Mackens won a rankings debate on this player.
That's good.
And if you really need it, my other two clues, Mackens also won a rankings debate on this quarterback.
Perfect.
All right, fair enough. Garner, why don't you tabulate the results real quick, and I'll share with the listeners what our plan for the next month is. So we're going to be doing a division-by-division breakdown for each of the 8 divisions in the NFL. We are going to have some special guest appearances for each of those podcasts. So for the first time in Pod After Touchdown history, you will hear some people's voices other than our own. I know you enjoy listening to us, but we'll be in there as well, and we'll be talking to some people who are familiar with the divisions themselves. So going to hopefully enjoy some nice breakdowns talking about the players within each division. Okay, so the results have been tabulated by the host of Garner's Gaming Corner. Give us the verdict. Who won?
It was insanely close. I wasn't sure how it would work out with the points here because, again, just assigning different values and giving you guys 10 points for a guess without for a which player did this without any clues. But it actually kind of evened out because Sam started us off strong with Deebo Samuel. Mackens closed it strong with Kenny Galladay. And he finished just strong enough to win 20-19. Mackens.
Let's go!
Insanely close. I mean, it really did feel like that back and forth throughout. I mean, it took a while to make sure I got this right because, I mean, you guys going back and forth, no, that was a lot of fun. And glad I got to stump you guys with some. And you guys definitely impressed me with, like I said, starting off with Deebo Samuel and ending it with Galladay. You guys know some stats.
I'd like to thank all of the fantasy football podcasts that I listen to. And I'd also like to thank profootballreference.com.
Okay, well, despite the loss, that was a ton of fun. Hopefully everyone listening has a fun 4th of July weekend, enjoying some grilling, some outdoors, and some sun. Like we teased, we'll have our division breakdown starting next week, and we are very, very excited to have those. But until then, you can follow us on Twitter at Andrew Mackens, at Garnther, at Sam Hoppen for myself, and at Pod After TD for the account as a whole. Until next week. The hamburger kick is good!